South Australia's coastlines remain plagued by toxic algae, a situation that has left community groups questioning how recovery will be funded, particularly amid ongoing marine heatwaves. Environmental activists say they attribute fossil fuel companies for driving climate change. And earlier this week, environmental group Rising Tide was joined by frustrated locals outside Santos's headquarters, demanding the gas giant pay up for their role in mass marine deaths and impact to state tourism and fishing industries. The Wire's Sam Giorgio spoke with Rising Tide's Indy Wishart to hear more.
So we were at Santos yesterday with some messages for the CEO, Kevin Gallagher, to ask him to contribute some money towards the damage and the cleanup from the algal bloom. So obviously Santos are a big fossil fuel company. They make a lot of money every year selling fossil fuels. And we think that because this is an event that's been caused by climate change and their emissions are directly contributing to climate change, that it's time we ask some fossil fuel companies to pay for the damage they're causing. And yeah, the response has been really positive. I think people can see the link. They can see that fossil fuel companies, they're profiting off of emitting into the environment, which is what's causing climate change. And it's time that we started holding them accountable for it.
Have you heard any response from Santos for the call to make them pay?
We haven't heard anything. They wouldn't let us enter the building yesterday. So we were there with about 10 or 20 people, and we had a box of letters that community members had written to the CEO. We wanted to deliver them to him. We asked to enter and meet with him. They wouldn't even let us enter the building. They had a big security presence there. And yeah, they wouldn't let us enter the building. They didn't agree to necessarily take the letters to him. They did take them from us, but yeah, haven't heard from them.
According to online database iNaturalist, 17,000 marine animals and 450 unique species have been devastated by the toxic algae bloom since March. How are you and other environmental campaigners feeling about this?
And we're devastated. I think a lot of community members around Adelaide are devastated. These are precious, pristine coastal environments that many of us spend our time at. And it's really heartbreaking to see the marine life washing up on the beach and not being able to enter the water. I think particularly for traditional owners, for Kaurna, for Ngadjeri and for Noongar people in particular, like, it represents cultural and spiritual devastation. So, and for obviously our industry, for fishing, for tourism, it's having a huge impact. And that's an economic impact as well for the state. Our tourism industry is huge here, and it's going to have a huge impact. Like, it's climate change at our doorstep.
On that, SA's Environment Minister Susan Close confirmed the escalating algae is a result of climate change. How do you want to see the government act to mitigate these effects?
Invest in the science that's going to support the response to the algal bloom, to find out what we can do, as well as things like cleanup and supporting industry, obviously. And the taxpayer shouldn't just be footing the bill for this. We need the government to really take steps to hold the fossil fuel companies to account to make sure that they are contributing, because they're not going to do it on their own. These companies are motivated by profit and their shareholders. And unfortunately, we can't expect them to act in the right way because that's not what they're motivated for. So I do think the government is going to need to step in and make them pay because, yeah, as taxpayers, we shouldn't have to do it. And in a lot of cases, governments are subsidising the expansion of those productions.
Well, yesterday we did see SA Greens MLC Robert Sims and lead Upper House candidate Melanie Selwood. They held a media conference calling for a fossil fuel levy to make polluters pay for the cost of the algae bloom crisis and a parliamentary inquiry into the state government's response to the crisis. Can you offer your perspective on this response from the Greens?
Yeah, I think they're trying to essentially hold them accountable and create some sort of mechanism for them to contribute a portion of their huge profits to dealing with the climate disasters that they're essentially creating. So I think it's a really good move. I think we're going to need to see more things like that. And I think, yeah, we do need to look at why Labor took so long, or why the government took so long to respond to the crisis. And obviously a lot of people have been saying that there's not been enough national concern because it's here in South Australia, and that's doesn't bother people as much because they might not be living in South Australia. But the reality is, like, these algal blooms are already occurring in other places. There's been one in WA. There's one in California. We've seen fish kills in the Murray River already in the last few years. Like, they're going to keep happening in other places, and they will affect other beaches. It's a great move by the Greens to ask for a levy. I think we need to do that. I think people need to get behind it. And I think we need to just stop allowing the fossil fuel companies to do what they're doing and saying, hang on, actually, you're making so much money for shareholders off of our natural resources, you're not accountable, you're not considering the damage that you're causing, and the government needs to act on it.
That was Indy Wishart from Rising Tide, speaking with The Wire's Sam Giorgio.